We've got a weird story. I don't know if we group this under network administration or net neutrality or just strange going-ons in the content industry, but we have a story here about Netflix throttling Verizon and AT&T users. That's a little strange. Now, some of the users have been complaining that AT&T and Verizon have been throttling their Netflix access while they were on their mobile devices. But yesterday, Netflix came out and they confirmed that Netflix is actually the one that is dropping these customers down to a lower resolution in order to help them with their data caps. Now, Netflix is looking over the policy and they're promising to provide users with more input into that experience. In other words, if you're on AT&T or Verizon and you're trying to use Netflix, they will let you decide whether or not you want to use a lot of your cap or a little bit of your cap. Now, Cheever, let me throw this to you because the obvious comparison is going to be to binge on T-Mobile. Netflix is inside the T-Mobile binge on network, and they seem to be getting preferential treatment here because there is no cap. There's that zero rating, and it seems as if users of T-Mobile are getting a better experience. I don't know if this falls under net neutrality because this is more a user experience thing. How do you see this story?
Actually, I do kind of see it as having something to do with net neutrality because they are basically making this as part of their system. You know, we're not talking about interconnection, things like that. What we're talking about here is that Netflix is making an attempt to not suck down your data caps. Now, my only objection to this is right now it's very difficult or, you know, reasonably difficult for someone to go and find out how, you know, where the control is to jump it back up to the full HD stream. So it's almost as if you can't even opt in or opt out yet. Netflix is promising that their mobile version of their client will have that control widget put in, but they haven't announced when. So I'm mushy on this. I'm not sure if I like it or I don't like it. Because it does, you know, try to do something good, but I think maybe Netflix should have had the widget put into their client before they started doing this.
Yeah, and that's the strange thing. And Curtis, I want to throw this over to you. You will remember when we were in the midst of all the net neutrality FUD, when we were going back and forth, pro net neutrality against net neutrality legislation. Netflix did take a stand, and if you had a stream that started to fail, a little box would pop up and say, hey, you want to know why? And it's because X, X, and X are throttling you. Now it seems as if, well, Netflix is doing it. Netflix is doing the same thing that they were accusing the ISPs of doing, but they expect their customers just to take it on faith that they were doing it on account of the customers. Do you smell the same fishiness that I do?
I don't know. I'm having trouble getting worked up over this because it's important to remember that it's Netflix slowing down their own traffic. This is something that they're doing, they say, for the purposes of protecting their customers, which is a good thing. It becomes a customer service issue. Now, it's possible that what they're really doing is trying to leverage some payment schemes in the transmission protocols, but we haven't heard that. So if they are throttling themselves, if they are adapting to what some of the last mile carriers are doing on behalf of their customers, I don't see this as a real problem. The whole net neutrality thing was over someone trying to extort money from a provider. And in this case, as best we can tell, it's not a question of Netflix owing someone more money if they give the high quality bandwidth. It's just that they would start blowing up their users' data plans. And I think Netflix is quite correctly seeing that it wouldn't take many months of blowing up a customer's data plan before that customer stopped streaming content to their mobile device. And for many users, if they stop streaming to their mobile device, well, there's no need for them to have Netflix at all. So I think that this is an adaptation. While I am a proponent of net neutrality. This seems to me to be an issue of wireless carrier data plans in terms of overall consumption, which is frankly a market issue, and one content provider's response to that. While you can make an issue of it, I'm having trouble seeing it. To me, this is a case not of censorship or someone else throttling a content stream, but of basic market forces and a content provider trying hard to hang on to their customers.
Yeah, I'm actually with you. There are people in the chat room right now who are going back and forth on whether or not this was a cost-saving feature from Netflix, which I don't see. I don't see them saving a whole lot of money by dropping you down to a 600K stream over a 1 megabit per second stream. I think you're on it, though, which is Netflix wants to encourage mobile consumption, and they're not going to get it if the first month that a customer watches Netflix on their phone, they realize, I just used half my cap watching a one-hour show, a one-hour movie. And so this was a way for them to reduce that sticker shock. But I'm also with Brian, which is assuming even the purest intent from Netflix that they were doing this because they wanted to protect their customers, because they wanted to make sure that their customers could get a passable experience without blowing their cap, it was still incredibly ham-fisted not to tell them that they were doing this up front, because it sounds too much like what they were accusing the ISPs of doing during the net neutrality debate. Chibert, this is not going to be the last. I mean, Netflix may or may not learn their lesson from this, but we're going to see more and more companies whose business it is to provide over the internet things as a service, movies, content, entertainment, services as a service, who are going to want to maintain a certain level of experience for their customers, and will be faced with this idea of throttling, but not for network management, but purely for customer enjoyment. Do we need to have a seminar on this? I mean, is this a discussion for TWiET? Is this a discussion for Information Week?
You know, I don't know. I'm torn, shall we say. There's some folks that are kind of, you know, openly saying that this is a violation of the open internet provisions, that Netflix is doing a double standard. And this was actually a statement from Randolph May, president of the free market think tank, the Free State Foundation. He actually said Netflix's complete lack of transparency about the practice, especially in light of its strident advocacy against treating internet communications differently. Mr. Mace calls that stunning. But I agree with Kurt. This is why. You know, it was done with good intentions. I just think they need to hurry up and get their new data saver feature out. You know, I think they should have rolled that out first and then started saying, hey, we're going to give you an option to say, you know, not blow up your data caps. And gee, we're going to start you off with throttling you down because you really don't need that kind of resolution on your mobile device. But use the data saver feature if you want to crank it back up and you're okay with blowing up, you know, your data usage.